It's our continuing coverage of the 2022 Iowa Boys State Basketball Tournament on KNIA KRLS. This week, the Pella Christian Eagles are center stage for our local teams. 20 years ago, it was the Pella Dutch who were in the spotlight and would eventually win their first ever boys basketball state championship. Earlier this season, that team was honored for the 20th anniversary of their accomplishment, and I had a chance to visit with four of the starting five from that team: Luke Ballinger, Nick Mulder, Clayton Corver, and Vance Skurring.
Guys, appreciate all of you taking some time to do this. Clayton, I guess I'll start with you because you're the one that shook your head when I said it before we started recording. Crazy that it's been 20 years since you guys were juniors in high school and won that state title. It can't be 20 years, can it?
Right. I don't feel that old, but maybe I am, you know? So I don't know. But time goes quick.
And, it does.
It's funny that I've been thinking back and trying to remember stuff, and some of the memories are starting to come back to me. I don't have the memory that some of these guys have, but yeah, it's wild.
Well, let's start there. I mean, that's one of the things certainly we want to talk about. What are some of the first memories that just kind of start flashing back at you?
Well, funny, I'll start with a funny one. Today, I couldn't think of who we beat in the state semis. Was it Owine?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I couldn't remember.
I just have a picture in mind of Luke running across the court, holding the basketball, just like throwing his head up and down, surrounded by, I think they all had blonde hair. That's what I thought of.
Yeah. Nick, how about you? What are a couple memories that just flash back when you think back to that first year?
Two things quick. I know that game. I remember the very last possession. Their best player was their point guard, Eric Sanders. He ended up being like a quarterback at UNI. He was really good.
Yeah.
And I remember coming off my man and doubling whoever. I think he had the ball, and he dished it to my guy. The kid had an open three and missed it.
Yeah.
And I just remember after the game thinking, holy buckets, thank goodness I missed that. You know, I'll take you back even a year before that when we were sophomores. And obviously that team was a real good team too. We ended up finishing third state and had a lot of great memories there. And it just made me think, like, I remember having this article pinned up in my wall. It said, like, tougher healing handles Pella. Mm-hmm. And that was just a real motivating thing, I think, for all of us. They were a good team. And even though we were sophomores and we had a good team too. But as they say, you know, every champion was once a contender. So there's a process there. And I think that was what was really cool is, you know, it took us getting there and playing games at state and playing some of those quality teams. I think that helped propel us those last 2 years too.
Well, and I moved to town in the fall of 2001. So right at the beginning of that school year, you know, you guys had just finished third the year before. And, you know, I had heard, you know, many people had told me you guys, they thought you should have won it the year before that. Vance, was that a motivating factor, you know, for you? I mean, Nick kind of says the process, but, you know, having kind of lost out being that close, did that drive you guys the next year?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all had our own little individual, you know, motivation coming off, you know, that tough loss. And, you know, getting third was always a good win for us. But, yeah, I mean, individually, I mean, if I remember back, I believe I even fouled out of that Owine game, if I remember back. And having to guard Sanders, it was kind of like, do whatever you can, just don't let the kid get 20 or 30. And then, you know, you end up fouling out. And so you're sitting there, I believe, the last couple of minutes of the game on the sidelines. You're like, oh, crap, this isn't much fun. So that third place loss and losing how we did. And then, you know, going in, or say the third place win, I should say, and then going in to get to the back-to-back was definitely motivating to the factor of I didn't want to foul out anymore, number one. and then looking at where we were, so close, we didn't want to have that same taste in our mouth of going out and bowing out again early. At least I didn't. And thankfully, you know, God willing, I had these guys on my team that, you know, were motivated enough each day in practice that we just kind of continued to just improve and improve. And, you know, we made our way to two state championships.
Yeah, Luke, I saw you last night and you said, well, hey, we'll do this again next year because, you know, 2023 is the 20th anniversary of 03. That year was a little bit easier, right? You know, at the state tournament, you guys averaged, I think, 17-point margin of victory. Wasn't nearly that easy your first go around. You know, a very close game in the first round. You guys talked about the Owine game. Healing was a battle until like 2 minutes, 3 minutes left, and they pulled away. What do you remember just about the difficulty and the close games, Luke, of that state tournament in 02?
You know, I honestly don't ever remember being nervous in those state tournament games. I just, you know, we had played together for so long. I think we started playing together in in second grade, my dad coached us in the old Webster school in the tiny little gym. And we had been through a lot of battles together, and we had so much trust in each other. And I have the pleasure of coaching now, and I coach high school kids at Des Moines Christian. And so I get to kind of relive a lot of this stuff as we go through different phases of the season and going to state tournaments and stuff as a coach. And I always talk to them about it was off the floor stuff that I remember. I mean, the battles on the floor were a blast, and I'll always remember that kind of stuff, but it was the bus rides and the stuff that we did together as buddies. And I think that's what made us who we were. You know, we truly cared about each other as people, and truly had a love for each other that we didn't care who scored or who got the glory or any of that kind of thing. We were truly brothers when we got on the floor. And that's what I remember. I just remember the camaraderie we had on the floor. It was something special.
Yeah. Clayton, you said you're having a hard time remembering games, but yeah. I assume you don't remember, you don't forget the stuff that Luke's talking about, right?
Right. That's funny. I actually remember, I was talking to my mom about, and I had a birthday when I was like, I don't know, 10 probably. And it rained, and we had a new basketball court in our backyard, but there was mud all around us. We couldn't play on it. So we went to Central College. This kind of speaks what Luke said. And Megan Clayburg turned on the lights for us.
Yeah.
She still tells a story. The lights weren't even on yet. She said, in 5 minutes, there were 12 boys who were shirts and skins. Game was happening. We were just playing. And we love to play. And so I think, I don't have kids who are old enough to know, but I think that's pretty unique. We just love to play together. We played in Nick's backyard. I mean, there's always a game going on somewhere. And playing 2-on-2, 3-on-3, 4-on-4, 5-on-5. I mean, my favorite part of practice was the shell drill. That was my favorite because Coach Core didn't really believe in shooting shots in practice. We just played defense all the time, right? That's the fun stuff I remember. I loved how we worked together in the shell drill, which is funny to say. Like knowing the rotation was going to happen every time.
It was a beautiful thing. It was like a dance.
Right? Right? So tell me, I'm not familiar with that. Tell me about that drill and why that kind of speaks to you.
Shell drill is 4-on-4, and there is different motions, different things would happen, but you're all trying to figure out to make sure that you would always cover your guy and get back, always there to cover and get back. So you're always having to work together. So you're always watching your teammates. And so, if someone goes baseline, who cuts them off, who drops down, who plays the middle. It's this beautiful dance. We did that all the time to the point where I don't think many kids would probably say their favorite part of practice is shell drill. That was just fun. Like that's what we loved to do. And we had an offense where we didn't have plays. We just knew how to play together. We had two blockers and three movers, right? And it was set screens and move and look for the open guy and make the extra pass. And so, yeah, I just love playing with everybody. Games, I can't remember most games. I remember playing together.
And it wasn't just basketball. We did competitions and all kinds of stuff, like cards. Like Pierce, him, and I dominated cards.
Oh, jeez.
No, please.
Cheated all time.
it was beautiful.
Cheaters.
So, Nick, I mean, Luke talked about, since second grade, so you talk, that's like a good 10-year run, with all you guys as kind of best friends, teammates, competitors, on the card table, it sounds like. What kind of memories do you have off the floor about, kind of the gang together?
This could be a whole evening of stories, but we won't bore you with all that. But I think the unique thing for me is I thought back, being a parent now and looking at just my group, this group, and this group extends beyond on the screen. There were a lot of other guys that we hung out with and were buddies with. And thinking back for me personally, I grew up, I was the youngest of three and I had two older sisters. And these guys all, I think most of them, they all had brothers and they had older brothers. It was interesting for me, as these, you hear these guys talk about just being together, having fun. I'd go to their houses and things like, I felt like I was adopted in as a brother and I didn't have brothers at home. And just thinking about and not really realizing it at the time, but that's why I think I just gravitated towards these guys a lot. And that sort of thing kind of made me feel comfortable and felt like I was a part of their families, even though I wasn't. And I mean, we had thinking back to like outstanding set of parents. I mean, just the parents I think were so instrumental in our upbringing, but also just our youth as a group and just supporting us and not only supporting their own son, but supporting everybody. I think that was really important. And that I think really touched me a lot growing up. We had outstanding parents. I'm not going to name them all. I'm going to forget somebody, but yeah, you talk about the memories. Not only did That's exactly, it took the words out of my mouth as I was thinking about, you know, like, why did we have the success that we did? Is we enjoyed playing basketball, even when it wasn't, you know, a tournament, even when we weren't having practice. I mean, Luke had a, in the basement of his house, like screen porch where there was like the dunk ball thing. And now there were some knockdown, drag out battles in there. I mean, it was no high, like a foot higher than our heads, you know? So it was, and we had officials and we had brackets, and it got really competitive. But you know what? That's where you learned how to compete. And that's where you learned a lot about each other. And I think of those little things, and that's what kind of shaped us so that, yeah, when Vets Auditorium came, you were with your buddies and you had that trust, kind of like what Luke talked about and these guys have talked about to this point.
Vance, I was actually listening back to the championship game today, pulling out some highlights to use on Friday night, and a young version of me, I kept referring to you as a bulldog out there on the floor. And now that I hear myself say that, you know, that's my memory of you back on the, yep, on the basketball court. I mean, you had, and you must've learned that down in Luke's, you know, screen porch or whatever, right? Like when the guys are going at it, you know, you got to go get those scraps, don't you?
You know, you think back to those times down there. I will say this too. There was some rigged officiating down in that basement.
There was.
Time. I'm just going to throw it out there.
We got homered a lot down there, that's what I would say.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think back to, you know, when we were fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth grade, I mean, Luke and I were honestly some of the bigger guys, you know, on the team. You know, back then we were tall. So we would get in there with Clayton and with Nick and Pierce, and we would, you know, you'd battle in there. So that only brought me on to, when you get older, you know, what was my part of the team? You know, was it to score, was it to pass, to play defense? And you know, I think back to Coach Ballinger with what he used to tell me, and he's like, you know what, I look at you as somebody who can play defense, and you will, and I know you're going to give it your all. And I always had that want to, you know, obviously never disappoint the guys, never disappoint the coaches, and letting them down if I, you know, couldn't do my best. And I just remember him saying, you will be a bulldog. And, you know, when I went to choose schools at the time, I was looking at two, it was Truman State and Drake for football. And he said, I told you were going to be a bulldog. And when I told him what schools I was looking at, and he goes, I told you from when you were little, this is what you were going to be. So it literally just carried over to this mentality of, I always wanted to stop that other guy as much as I could, you know, and going against practice. I mean, think about it. I'm going against Luke, you know, I'm going against Pierce, I'm going against Clayton, you know, and Nick. You're battling those guys every single day. So you're going up against the best. In my mind, I mean, the five that we had, I would play against anybody with. I mean, I think back to times when we went and played in like the state games down in, you know, St. Louis, and we went against teams that were, you know, way more athletic than we were, or bigger or faster. But, you know, again, we played together for so long. I knew what these other guys were doing. And so we just all gelled so well together. And my part of it was don't let the other guy's best player score if he's a point guard as much as I could. And I got a lot of training from Luke. I mean, that's maybe that's why I went into football versus basketball. You know, it's just one of those things where, yeah, I mean, battling down in the basement, battling on the courts, battling for girls, anything. Like we all, it was always fun.
Hey, Luke, a couple of the guys have mentioned parents, and obviously your dad was, you know, longtime assistant coach, was on the bench for both of those state championships. And I know a lot of the parents were instrumental in other things, but can you just speak to his role in your success? And then for you personally, how cool it was to be able to share those experiences with your dad?
Yeah, I'm a little biased, but he's an incredible, incredible human being.
I think we'd all agree with that.
Yeah. You know, anybody that's ever played for him, he's coached for like 100 years. He's like 150 years old. But anybody who's ever played for him would say the same thing. I mean, he is just he's a wizard on the basketball court. He sees the game and understands things that most of us will never understand. And he continues to do that as he helps us coach at Des Moines Christian. But I think for him, it's more than his on the floor stuff. It's all the off the floor stuff and all the stories he used to tell us to teach us how to become men and not just basketball players. But, you know, he would tell us, and he still says this to this day, that basketball is the most important thing in the world when you're between the lines. But once you step over that out of bounds line and you get off the floor, it's the least important thing in the world. And it always will be. So he always helped us to keep that perspective of when we're on the floor, we are there and we're focused and we're doing everything we can to win. But when we're off the floor, there are much, much, much more important things in the game of basketball. And I think that's one of the most important things that he taught us. And he helped us to keep in perspective so that we would enjoy it and not be so burnt out by the time we got to that point that we weren't having fun. And so, you know, he took us from second grade or third grade and really built us into who we were. I give a lot of credit to him. I also want to point out some of the other guys that, you know, Pierce isn't on the call. And some of the other guys that didn't play as much. I give a ton of credit to those guys, Jeff Dole and Aaron Bloodsworth and Scott Yule and Billy Fox. And I'm sure I'm forgetting some guys, but those guys were incredible too. You know, what they did for us in practice and how they were on the bench and how supportive and everything they were, that I don't know if we would have been as successful as we were without having those guys do what they did as well. So there are a lot of people. Parents have already been mentioned several times. There are a lot of the town of Pella. What a tremendous community, you know, not living there for several years now. I know Nick and Clayton are back there now, but you know, the longer I'm away from it, the more I realize how blessed we were by the town of Pella and how much support they gave. So a lot of people went into our success and we are very, very blessed.
You're listening to our coverage of the Iowa Boys State Basketball Tournament on KNIA KRLS and our 20th anniversary interview with members of the 2002 Pella Boys State Championship team. We'll continue that conversation right after this on KNIA KRLS.